All right, so one of the problems the Grizz takes up based on this idea that we talked about is the halach in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kufnun Tes, Sif Chaf. The hamatbil yadav einu mevarach al tfilas yadayim ela al netilas yadayim. In other words, instead of doing netila, you do tfilas yadayim. You immerse your hands into an appropriate body of water. Let's say a mikveh. Okay? So the halacha is, everyone holds that that's machshir yadav l'achila. You could definitely eat bread after doing tfilas yadayim. And yet, the mechaber, Maran, he says that nevertheless, you do not make al tfilas yadayim, you make al netilas yadayim. Even though, of course, if you immerse your body, let's say, a woman, let's say, or a guy did it for whatever reasons, well, it had to be a case for a mitzvah by a guy, so then you make al tfila, al hatfila. But here, when you do tfilas yadayim, you don't say al tfilas yadayim. Okay? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Rashba. Because the Rashba says, it's really the Shitas HaRashba. He says that Tamhu, ki heichan sivano al halatvila, aval al hanatila nitztavino, v'yesh b'chlal masayim mona, shemach meschiv hanatila shenitztavino, anu matbilam achshav. He says something, needs a little clarification. He says, because where were we commanded on tvila? But on the tila we were commanded before you eat bread, right? That's the halacha. Before achilas chulin, you have to do netilas yadayim, just like by truma. He says, v'yesh b'chlal masayim mona, but still, in 200, you have 100, famous expression, and therefore the tefillah works. So what's the... Yeah, what's he saying here? What's the idea? So therefore the tefillah works, but the bracha is still in the tefillah. You know what I mean? He's trying to explain, because he's getting caught. Because on one hand, you tell me, oh, the bracha should be in the tefillah sidayim. Why? Because we were in the tztavino on the tefillah. Oh, well, if you're in the tztavino on the tefillah, so then how do you have a right to do tefillah altogether? That's his answer. Yesh b'chlam asayim mana. You see, the Grizz is learning that the Rashba is holding exactly like his idea. Namely, that the takan of Netilas Yadayim for Chulin is not just Srach Truma. If it was just Srach Truma, then it would be a Maisa Netila whose entire objective, entire Kiyam, is Taharas Yadayim. If that were the case, so then you wouldn't think that tvila, you would never question tvila. I'm not getting to the issue of a bracha yet. I'm just saying tvila would be a dover pasha that it should work. Because, right? Because if netila's objective is tahara, so then of course tvila works. Tvila is certainly a mice of tahara. But no, the Rashba is saying, but since the Gemara says va'od mishum mitzvah, that means the Chum instituted a maisa netila per se, a maisa netilas mitzvah, or as we said, a maisa netila a kiyum of kiddush yadayim. It's a different idea. It's to give a chalo shame to the yadayim that the netulos. That's a different concept. If that's the case, then you don't know automatically that tefillah is good. You see? That's what he meant, that heichan sivano ala tefillah, aval ala netilan itztavino. But, nevertheless, yesh b'chlam asayim mona. Meaning what? That the real takana is, as we said, is netilah. But within the system of a hechsher yadayim, the Rashba's learning, it's not possible to say ever that tvila is inferior to netila. That can't be. But when you do tvila, your kiyum is a kiyum netila. It's a kiyum in netila. It's just like a super form of netila. That's what it is. Yesh b'chlal masayim money. He's saying it's not possible in the world of tahara and kiddush, etc., or hechsher yadayim, let's call it. It's not possible, Rashba is saying, that tefillah could ever be inferior. It's just not possible. But that doesn't change the fact that when you do a tefillah, it's a kiyum netila. It works because of the institution of netilas yadayim. The whole tefillah is a kiyum and netila, and that's why the bracha doesn't change. It's al netilas yadayim. That's the institution. The institution is netila, but tefillah is just a superior form of hechsher. So, but it's a superior form, so therefore it's just a kiyum and netila. That's how the Rashba is learning. That's as far as Yesh B'chlal Masayim Mana. In other words, what the Rashba is saying is, you can't imagine that they instituted Netilas Yadayim, and in the same breath they're saying, and Tefillah can't work. It's not possible. It's just not possible. Tefillah is always a superior way of rendering a chal hashem in the yadayim or in the gavra. You just can't imagine that they would say netila to the exclusion of tefillah. That can't be. But nevertheless, that's the institution. So the bracha doesn't change. It's a kiyum netila. It's like you've done a better, like the biggest form of netila. Instead of just taking a cup of water and pouring on your hands, you put your whole hands into the mikvah. But it's a kiyum of a mitzvah netila. Not tefillah. The mitzvah is not tefillah. If the mitzvah is with tefillah, then you can never do netila, because netila would be inferior. That's what he's saying. The reason why tefillah works is because the chachamim demanded that at the minimum you do netila. That was their demand. There was no chiyuv of tefillah. Tefillah was not the requirement. The requirement was netila. But if netila works, then tefillah certainly works. But nevertheless, the mitzvah is a mitzvah, it's netila. So that's the bracha. No, it's tefillah as a machshir is superior to netila. But and therefore it works. But the Torah is not recognizing a mitzvah's tefillah. The mitzvah is netila. So it's asher kisham savitzivano al netilas yadayim. That's the Mechaber saying. But of course, tefillah will work. Alright, so that's the Rashba. That's the Mechaber. But if you take a look, interesting, the Ramah says, V'yesh omrim demevorchin al tevilas yadayim v'chein ikar, that you make tevilas yadayim, and that's the real shita. Okay, so the question is, is the Ramah saying that you say al tevilas yadayim, but if you said netilas yadayim, really you would be yotzei? Or is he saying that you can't, you have to make tefillas yadayim? That's one question. And then the question, second question, of course, the obvious question is just simply what's their machlokas about? So if you take a look at the Gra, all right, the Taz, by the way, just brings down. I'm looking at the real Shulchan Aruch. The Taz brings down that. He brings down what we just said in the Rashba, so he's just explaining the Mechaber. The Gra, however, he points you to two different sources. Okay, one is in Simen Ches, and the other is in Simen Dalet. So if you take a look in Simen Ches, which is Hilchas Tzitzis, surprisingly, he says like this. He says, the Mechaber says, Ches Vav. Al talis katan yachal avarich lesatev. The Mechaber says, on a talis katan, you can make lesatev betzitzis. Even though you're not actually doing ituf with a talis cotton, ela lovsho, but rather you're just wearing it. The Ramah says, "Hegav v'yesh omrim shemavarchelav al mitzvas tzitzis v'chein noagin v'ein l'shanos." Okay, in other words, you cannot say l'sateif because you're not doing ituf. You must say a different bracha al mitzvas tzitzis. Okay, so the Grav, it seems he's pointing to that to show you that you can't say Al Netilas Yadayim when you do Tefillah, like the Rajba said. You can't. It's not possible. You'd have to. You're not doing a Tefillah. In fact, you're not doing Tefillah. Okay? I'm sorry. In fact, you're not doing Netilah. In fact, you're not doing a Netilah when you put your hands, when you Tovel Yadayim. So that's why you have to make al tvilas yadayim, according to the Ramah. Okay? Yeah. And then he also points to Simen Dalet Chaf Beis, where the Mechaber says, "Emein lo mayim yikaneach yadav b'tzror o ba'ofor b'chol midi demanki, v'yavarech al nekiyas yadayim, v'yol l'tvila." That's interesting. All right, but I create more problems for ourselves. There, if you don't use water, but you use just some other cleansing agent, there even the Mechaber says that you can't stick to the original bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. Interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. All right, okay. Okay, so that Mechaber needs a little clarification there. When it came to tzitzis, even though you're not doing atifa, you could still make lesatef b'tzitzis. Even though all you're doing is wearing it, not doing ituf, but and yet the Mechaber holds that when you if you don't do Netilas Yadayim for tefillah, but you use some other cleansing agent, then you make al nekiyas Yadayim. You can't stick to the original bracha. Okay. So it brings us back. We'll leave that. Put that aside for a moment. But let's go back to the original problem. So the original problem is now what? Wherein lies the machlokas? In other words, to put it simply, what is the machlokas between the Ramah and the Rajba? Is it a machlokas about the very institution of the mitzvah? Is that what they're arguing about this question of tefillah and netilah, insofar as the very basic way that the Chachamim formulated the mitzvah netilas yadayim for pas? Okay? Or is this a machlokas that lies in the sphere of brachas, hilchos brachas? Like how are brachas formulated? That's what needs to be thought about, and depending on which direction you take, what's the machlokas between the Rajba and the Ramah? You know, Rajba and the Bali Tazis. Okay, so that's we're leaving with that problem for the moment. Yeah. I just said that there's no surprise that there's no machlokas Ramah on Sifchav Beis and Simen Dalet, because of course you're gonna have to change the bracha there. Right? So the Gra says, he says, V'yavarech, Ken kasvu harash, V'hu kashitas Mordechai usmag, Shekasvu de'em avarchen alatiyas tadayim, Ela kashenotel min akli, Ukamo shekasvu v'sov simen kufnun tes, Zivchaf me'ga. Aval arajba v'ari kasvu sham, De'mavarech la'olam alatiyas tadayim, Shemachmas hanatila nitztavino aleh, U'v'chlal masayim moneh, V'ken kasvu v'shulchan aruch sham. Yeah. So, yep. Question is, we're back to the problems again.
Well, it looks like according to the Gra.
Yeah. But I think it just brings us back to the original question. In other words, you got to decide what the machlokas, wherein lies the machlokas between the Ramah and the Rajba. Is it in the realm of brachos? or is it in the realm of the very institution of Netilah?